Jason Addard's joining us as well. How are you, mate?
Morning, Benz. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. You sound more upbeat than the last time I spoke. You had the, I think you were taking drugs the last time I spoke to you, mate, and for good reason. Explain to our listeners what I'm talking about.
Yeah, a few weeks back, I unfortunately had a little truck accident. The horse broke down in a gallop. We went for a little tumble, and I shattered my collarbone. So I'm on the road to recovery. I'm back out with the horses again. Still not allowed to handle them or ride them, obviously. Just waiting for it all to heal up properly. Dr. Duckworth's done a great job of plating me up and getting me back up on my feet. So thank you very much to him.
Well, the main thing is, mate, you're improving.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. And it's so much better to be out with my horses again and sort of be amongst it all and... yeah, it's really good.
Well, mate, let's talk about these today. The one that I just wanted to get an update on in this Fillies and Mares Class 2, Racy, first up today for you. How do you see her in this race?
Yeah, she should be quite competitive. It's probably more of a behavioural thing today. We want her to be nice and quiet in the stalls and get round to the barriers nice and quiet and be good in there. She's been great in all of her trials and everything like that. I think she's a really quality filly or mare. She's one of my favourites in the stable, and hopefully we can just enhance it all and get her to put all of her efforts into racing well.
How long have you had her?
Not very long. We had her for a few months, but when she came to us, Gary Patelli actually suggested that she had a change of environment. She's very hot horse and get to the races and sweat up and that sort of thing, and I was just always on her toes. She's very enthusiastic about life, he recommended that, you know, different sort of approach, you know, train her out of the paddock and a bit more relaxed environment, and it's definitely done wonders to her. Her first prep, we had her in for nearly a month, I think it was, but all we did was take her to the races with other runners, pretty much used her as the pony just to get her to relax in the tie-ups, go to the races without racing and just chill out, so to speak.
Yeah.
And anyhow, it worked, and she sort of come around really well, and she come around in her truck. We're at least done a great job of getting her to settle, and so we tipped her out on a good note and brought her back in, and touch wood, she's come back in the same frame of mind, and she's nice and chilled out and relaxed, and hopefully we've made the right path with her.
Yeah, let's hope so. All that effort. If we can take a line through a trial, then you've got to be around the mark. Noir won yesterday, and your horse, Racy, finished third in that trial at Rose Hill. So if there's anything out of a trial, that gives you a slight little kick up.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And Sco did say the track that day was extremely heavy out there at Rose Hill, and that sort of just got her a little bit at the end. She sort of tired at the end of the trial, but we were asking her to do a little bit more in a trial than usual just to give her, you know, a decent enough hit out. So fingers crossed she races up to that.
Yeah.
And she should be up there.
And what about Reby Rempart in the Schweppes on Saturday? What are your thoughts there? At this stage, a heavy 9, maybe back into an 8.
Yeah, I'd be happier if it come back to a 7 or an 8, really. She does get through the soft okay, but in saying that, I think when she was in the provincial championships qualifier, it was quite wet that day, and that was a huge run as well. So Scully's quite confident, and I think Randwick's going to suit her the way she races. I know she didn't go that well in the provincial championships out there, but I think just the race conditions didn't suit, a bit too much speed early. So barrier 9 of 9, I'm thinking she'll probably, you know, be midfielder a bit worse and then finish off pretty well.
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's hope the track does improve a little bit. Maybe a heavy 8 is the best we're going to get, but we'll wait and see. Hey, mate, good luck today with Racy. Hope the horse comes back really well for you after a lot of hard work.
Thank you very much. Fingers crossed.